This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
The bottom line is that liberals don't believe in any system. They don't have any principles that are universally applied.
The Health Ranger Report.
They don't believe any institution of government or any institution of law other than those that happen to serve their interests at the moment.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
If you really want to understand the too big to bail crash that's coming, and I'll explain that phrase here in a second, I urge you to watch the movie The Big Short. It's on Netflix at the moment and other places. You gotta watch The Big Short again. This has become my single favorite movie. It is just an extraordinary story. And if you understand The Big Short, then you understand what's happening again now. And to explain that, the main character in the movie, Mr. Baum, I think his first name is Mark in the movie. I'll call him Mark Baum. And he runs a small investment group working, I think, underneath Bank of America. And he sees the irrationality of the subprime mortgage bubble in 2006, I think is when he first becomes aware of it. And he understands that the subprime mortgages, even though they're total crap, they're being bundled together into new investment vehicles called CDOs, which I think stands for collateralized debt obligations. Yeah, CDOs, which are then fraudulently rated as AAA or AA and then sold to institutional investors, pension funds, university funds, private investors, or even other banks. But underneath that fraudulent rating, the mortgages are total crap because there was a big push, of course, to get everybody to buy a house, even if they couldn't afford it. And everybody was approved with no income verification, no job, nothing. The so-called ninja loans. So Mark Baum, this character he's like you and me. He is the one, well, and there's another guy, Dr. Michael Burry, I think is his name in the film. And like an MD doctor, but he became an investment guru. And he runs another firm that I think was called Scion in the movie. Not Zion, but Scion, S-C-I-O-N. Anyway, these two guys, Mike Burry and Mark Baum, are one of they can see the insanity, the irrationality of the subprime mortgage bubble. And so they place large bets against that insanity. They buy, well, hundreds of millions of dollars worth of basically short options is what you would call them, CDO swaps, really, against the banks who are underwriting these fraudulent mortgage investment vehicles. And they know that the market's going to crash for subprime loans. These are all going to fall apart, and they're going to earn a fortune. They're going to earn, 10 to 1 or 20 to 1 or in some cases 200 to 1. On the bets that they've made against the subprime insanity. But what happens in the movie is that these individuals are totally mocked. They are lampooned. They are made fun of. Like there's one scene where the doctor, Mike Burry, says, Greenspan is wrong. And his boss, I guess, says, so Greenspan is wrong. The whole world is wrong, but you're right. And he's like, yeah, I'm right. The whole world is wrong. And his boss says, you're insane. I want my money back. You need to reverse this whole thing. The point is that these two guys, Baum and Burry, were just two of the very few people who could see the reality that was happening in the market bubble. And the entire system was fraudulent. The banks were fraudulent. The loan originators, the mortgage brokers were fraudulent. The lending companies were fraudulent. The investment ratings companies like Moody's or D&B or whoever does the ratings these days were fraudulent. And they were giving these things totally fraudulent ratings. Everybody was being duped. It was a giant Ponzi scheme. And as in every Ponzi scheme, it worked out great for a short period of time. Everybody thought they were getting rich. You know, everyday people in the movies, strippers were buying 5 houses on variable rate loans with no pay options where you can skip monthly payments and that additional interest and principal gets added to your mortgage balance. And the adjustable rates, of course, were artificially low for this short period of time in 2006, 2007. And they started heading skyward, which practically guaranteed that the whole thing was going to crumble and burst. And of course it did. And by the way, I saw all this coming as well. I wrote about it, I think, in 2006 on Natural News. I predicted it. Just as I predicted the dot-com crash, and just as I'm predicting the next big crash that's coming our way, which is what I really want to talk to you about here for just the next couple of minutes. Here's the deal. The subprime mortgage crash was bailed out because it was too big to fail. If they had let it fail, it would have taken down Goldman Sachs and Bank of America and Bear Stearns and everybody else. And it took down some of those, but not all of them, because they bailed them out. The government created trillions of dollars instantly using computer magic, right? Just created the entries and gave the banks all this money to bail them out. If they hadn't done that, it would have been global financial apocalypse. It would have been a cascading collapse contagion spreading from one banking institution to the next, to the next, to the next, all around the world. The entire global banking system would have collapsed and frozen up, meaning no transactions anywhere anymore. In other words, human civilization as we know it would have collapsed. That's why they had to do the bailout. And that's why they went to Congress and said, if you don't do this bailout, it's going to be martial law, riots in the streets, you know, mass chaos. That's exactly what they told Congress. So Congress did an emergency approval. They approved the bailout. The bailout happened. Well, guess what? Nobody went to jail for all the fraud. Nobody got arrested. And no real changes were made to the Wall Street fraud that is behind all of this. As a result, it's far worse today than it was in 2008. I mean, here we are, 9 years later almost, and it's so far beyond too big to fail. It has now reached, you know, the global fraud, the global Ponzi scheme, the check kiting, if you will, of financial institutions has reached a point of what I call too big to bail. The government's probably can't bail it out the next time it crashes because the crash will be so huge and so contagious. It will spread from one financial institution to the next. They're not going to be able to bail it out. I doubt it. Not without utterly destroying their own currency and their own faith and credit, so to speak, and not without serious economic consequences. And yet we know the next big crash / implosion is coming. I urge you to go back and watch The Big Short. And I want you to imagine everything in there being 100 times more extreme. Everything today is far worse than it was in 2007, 2008. The crash that's coming will be 100 times worse. The bailout will have to be 100 times larger. And I'm just using 100 times as illustrative purposes. That's not a calculated value. I'm just saying it's going to be much bigger this next time, and it's going to be too big to bail, and the governments of the world may all not be able to stop this thing from cascading from one central bank to the next and one nation to the next and taking down the world's banking systems as they exist today, which frankly, in retrospect, may not be such a bad thing since it's a giant criminal cartel of total corruption and fraud anyway. But it will be very painful for society. There will be mass riots. There will be mass starvation. There will be mass bankruptcies. There will be global depopulation, mass die-offs following all of this if it cannot be stopped. So, yeah. The Big Short? That just scratches the surface of what we're about to see next. Be ready for it because it's going to be the biggest financial crash in the history of human civilization. That's what's coming. Hope you're ready for it.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.